Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 204 on the Fan, and a very good Friday afternoon to you. Beningo and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number here, of course, till 6 o'clock. Big Mike Francesa comes your way. Tommy Lugauer in Manhattan. Ernie Acosta in Yonkers. We're live from the Evermobile. It's everywhere. The Town Fair Tire studio. Nobody, and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Absolutely nobody, bro. How are you?
I am actually pretty good. This is the best I have felt physically in like a week and a half.
I'm happy to hear it.
No, I'm happy to hear it. I think
my
son's happy to hear it because I spent at least 2-3 hours outside running around the backyard.
Good for you.
And it's beautiful outside.
I know. Believe me, I'm well aware of the beauty, my son.
Well, this is
well aware.
This is the key for all of us in keeping safe and keeping sane. Sane and safe, two very important things. We're staying at home, right? So we're keeping everybody safe. But there are the wonders of the outside world in which you can run around. You can take your dog for a walk, which I also did.
Yep.
You can look at the trees. You can look at the birds chirping.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I'm not even joking. I woke up this morning because of the birds chirping. They were chirping so loud, that was my alarm clock.
Hey, look, the weather's been beautiful. I told you I do my walk every day. Do what you got to do. That's where we are right now.
The weather can help us all try to keep sane.
Well, and the weather's been good, man. I mean, I know they're talking about a little rain over the weekend, but still, you're looking in the 50s. I saw Monday again, sun in about 65. So, you know, from that, thank God for that. You know
yes.
what I mean?
It helps keep everybody sane because we're all trying to do our part by staying in. But if there's sun out, it's warm outside, you can actually take a walk or take a run or take
your
dog for a walk or do whatever. It's good for your mental health. I got to tell you, this just cracked me up this morning when I read this. So, as you know, as we all know, the NFL is going to go ahead with the draft. It's going to happen.
Of course.
And so, Roger Goodell, you know, gives out a memo to his guys saying, we're going to have the draft, and you better not criticize the decision to have the NFL draft. Because if you do, I may punish you. And that's just...
Well, who is he referring to criticize?
I think he's referring to executives, other owners, or really anybody. But it reeked of, I guess this is my history geekness
political
coming
types?
Out.
Would political types be part of that?
I get it. It reminds me of the Alien and Sedition Act from the great President John Adams.
Right.
Like,
I voted for Adams.
Oh, did you? Well, he lost, by the way. TJ beat him.
Well, but I mean, I did vote for him the first time.
Oh, the first time's okay. That's fine.
Yeah. I voted for Thomas.
You went with TJ.
Anybody on the $2 bill is okay with me.
I'm a big TJ guy. I'm more of a Jefferson guy than I am an Adams guy.
Me too.
That's just me.
Right.
So that cracked me up, and it's funny. Sometimes you agree with somebody, even if you agree with them for all the wrong reasons, Roger Goodell wants the NFL draft for strictly monetary reasons.
Well, of course.
Right.
Of course.
And that's fine.
But you know what? There's no reason you can't do it. I mean, you know, look, we free agency, the draft can be done. I mean, nobody has to be next to each other with the draft. The players don't have to be there. These guys are all in their war rooms or wherever they're held up. You're not going to have it in Las Vegas with the extravaganza it was going to be. I mean, they should have it.
Well, do you want to hear the other side? Do you want to hear an unnamed team executive explain why they should not have the draft?
Let me hear it.
Oh, this is going to crack you up, man, because this cracked me up this morning.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. This is from Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. Yep. The challenge created by elimination of most pro days and workouts, as a team executive explains it, is that 30 to 40% of players on a team's draft board won't have verified measurements, and 15 to 20% won't have a medical grade. As one executive told me, quote, some teams are really going to bleep this up. Really? That happens every year.
Every year.
My what are
team
you talking about?
Our team does it like yearly. Like It's like a rite of spring.
Yeah.
The Jets screwed a draft up. I mean, what? This is going to make it any different? I mean, come on.
If anything, Joe, the executives should love this because now they've got their excuse. They've got their reason for why they had a terrible draft.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I didn't get the measurements.
There's no reason that the NFL draft should not go on. None.
You know, there's a few reasons why the NFL draft should go on. Okay.
Yeah.
Number one,
diversion. So people aren't, you know, hallucinating at home.
Oh, well, the reason why.
You got something to talk about. You got something to get a little excited about, you know?
Yeah. I think for the sheer entertainment of it, yeah. I mean, for football fans, for not football fans, I think we're all looking for any kind of entertainment that's safe. And like you said, it is safe. You know, the NFL draft is not something that's going to be performed in front of 50,000 people or 100,000 people. So, yeah, I mean, the first thing, which I think a lot of us out there probably think is, yeah, we want the entertainment of it, so give us the NFL draft. But the other thing is, if you delayed it, you have to ask yourself this question. What are you delaying it, or where are you delaying it to?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's not as if all of these restrictions may disappear in a week or two.
Right,
and so for you to get these medical grades and to meet with the players or measure the players or go to their pro days, like, I don't think all of a sudden that's going to happen. So when you start delaying it, you start pushing it back towards when? A date that we're not aware of.
We're going to do it a week before the NFL season starts?
Right.
I mean, you know.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Mid-August.
Like you said, you know, all these records and all this nonsense this guy, whatever his name is giving you, you know, you're still screwing it up. I don't care what you do.
Exactly.
You could give the guy four physicals in 10 minutes, and that doesn't mean you're not going to screw the draft up.
Maybe you're going to screw it up less because you're not going to overthink every pick that you
there
make.
There you go. Hey,
How about that?
Maybe the Jets would have drafted Warren Sapp. You know, maybe they would have.
Maybe.
I mean, come on.
Well, and also with the technology that we have, as far as talking to players or interviewing players, that's not a problem. I mean, you could FaceTime them, you could chat with them. That's really not a big issue. And you've got the tape, you know, as Paul Dottino loves to watch. You have all the tape from what these guys did on the field. And call me crazy, because I'm not an NFL scout. You're not an NFL scout.
No.
But I would think, Joe, that that's probably the most important thing to look at when deciding on a player.
And of course, they had the what do you call it? Why can't I think of the name of it now that we have every year, where the guys are lifting weights?
Oh, the combine.
The combines. I don't know. I lost my mind here for a second.
Right. With
you know, because I'm so into it. You know, I mean, well, we got guys, oh, look, he lifted 180 pounds five times. Oh, my God, draft him. You know, I mean, so they had that too, you know.
Sometimes making things simpler and having less information
how about that?
May not be the worst thing in
the
world.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss, and you're better off.
Sometimes, and like I said, for a lot of executives, if you have a bad NFL draft, which is something you and I are used to, a lot of football fans are used to. We're used to NFL drafts that we look back on and say, oh, my God, what the heck was that? And we've had a lot of that over the last few years.
Yeah.
Well, if that happens.
Last 50 for my team.
Right. If you count
the last few, like five decades worth.
No, look, there's been some good moments mixed in there. You know, trading up for Darrell Revis was pretty cool.
What do they always say about the blind squirrel finds the occasional acorn?
Right. You know what? I got to tell you. I don't know if it's just me trying to be in a positive mood. I am now, this whole thing with the NFL draft is giving me confidence that Joe Douglas is going to have one of the great NFL drafts we've ever seen.
Maybe. Hey, let's put it this way, bro. They're due.
No, they are.
No, they're due for one of the great NFL. Like, they're due for, like, the draft the Steelers had in, 1974.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they are.
That's the kind of draft that, like, the Jets are due for.
And it would happen in a year in which, God forbid, you can't get the medical grades and you can't get the measurements and you can't go to the pro days.
Right.
Roger Goodell wants this for monetary reasons.
No, of course.
We want this, and not just me and you, but I think a lot of people want it as a good distraction. And look, I'm a wrestling fan, right? And so WWE, I know you didn't know. This is news for you, Joe. And everybody listening
has no idea.
I'm a wrestling fan, and they can't do shows in front of people. And so the wrestling's been kind of awkward the last few weeks. But you know what?
You still got it.
I got it.
You're right.
And it's something, and it's entertainment. And as long as it's safe, obviously that's the key. As long as you can do it in a safe way, I think for most of us who are hunkering down, we're staying at home, we're following the orders of the scientists and our government, local government, national government, it's entertainment. It's something. And so I got to be honest with you, bro. I don't need to hear from an unnamed executive complaining about, what about the pro days?
Yeah, that's all nonsense. Come on. Please, give me a break.
You make the best of the situation you're handed.
There's no reason not to have the NFL draft. Like I said, it doesn't have, it can be done in, like we do the shows from home now. It's the same kind of thing. You know, it can easily be done. There's no reason it shouldn't be.
And you know what Roger Goodell knows? Because he's smart, as much as we get on him.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, sure, you wouldn't be making, $50 million a year as the NFL commissioner if he wasn't smart.
No, he's an intelligent guy. He knows that the ratings are going to be off the charts. They're going to be crazy.
People are going to be salivating for the draft by the time it happens.
And you know what?
Because there probably isn't going to be baseball yet. It's still going to probably be nothing at
that point. Oh, no way. I agree with you.
So there's still probably going to be nothing. Of course, people will be going nuts for the NFL draft.
It's a little less than a month from now. April 23rd is the day. And obviously we're at March 27th. In fact, what the NFL could do, I'm in favor of this. I don't know if you are. You can make each day its own round. I mean, if you really want to drag this thing out.
Could do that.
And I know there's less interest in the sixth round than there is the first round. I get that.
Sure.
But if you want to drag it out, give executives more time to make decisions, maybe work out trades, drag the whole thing out. Yep. Make it a whole week for all we care.
No problem.
So I like the fact that Goodell is pushing ahead with it, even if the reasons he's doing it are different than maybe my view or your view. Mm-hmm. But it did make me laugh that I got to hear, quote, some teams are really going to bleep this up. Mm. Oh, wow.
Wow.
We've never seen that before.
Yeah, exactly. What makes this year different than any other year?
Yes. It's going to be
like you said, maybe this is the year that they don't bleep it up.
I'm telling you.
In Florham Park. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you. The Giants have had some good drafts the last couple of years.
They
I think that's the positive of Dave
Gettleman. Williams last year. Come on. Did a tremendous job. It was a great pick by Mike McCagney. It was great.
Oh, stellar. Yeah. One of his best. Dwight doesn't have a job
third
anymore.
How about the third round pick? What's the guy's name?
Akai Polite. Yeah,
the guy's a third round pick. He couldn't even make it to the second days of OTAs.
That's the stuff. Gone. That's the stuff legends are made of. So when I hear the quote, some teams are really going to bleep this up, and I think of Akai Polite last year as a third round pick. Isn't that the definition, Joe, of bleeping it up?
Oh my God, it is, bro. It is so painful.
We will talk to Mike Garafola of NFL Network a little bit later on, and you're going to like this.
Go ahead.
Last night, not the Socia game, don't worry.
Right.
I watched every second of the 1990 NFC Championship game between the New York Football Giants.
The three-peat game.
The three-peat game, as you said.
We will break that down. And I watched a tremendous – I mean, back when the NBA was the NBA. You know my feeling on that?
Sure.
And I had forgotten about this game because I think I cut out. When it was 1997 Western Conference Final, Game 6 between Utah and Houston. And let me tell you, bro, this game, and I really don't remember the game because after the bench incident with the Knicks, I think I cut out for the rest of the playoffs at that point. I think I did watch the finals, though, and, of course, I rooted for Utah. What a shot.
How could you not?
Right. But this I'm going to break this game down for you because what a game this was. I got to tell you. I watched every second of it. It was on NBA TV last night, and it was a tremendous basketball.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear because, honestly, I didn't see that game. I remember it as a kid. Here's my only memory of that game.
Go ahead.
The only memory is simply Utah beat the Rockets on the road. That's all I remember.
Yes. Yes, and there's so much. And, man, this is a Rocket team with Olajuwon, Drexler, and Charles Barkley on it.
Oh, yeah.
This was, what a game this was. So we'll talk about that as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.